بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, the first principle in marketing is differentiation, is to stand out as distinct and unique. Now, it doesn't matter whether you are actually unique or not, it's a matter of how you present yourself. For example, Coke will not call itself a drink. It is a drink. It's actually a harmful drink, but they, you know, if you ask them what is Coke, they won't tell you it's a drink. They will tell you Coke as something which is unique and distinct from everything else, and they will imply that this is the thing that you need to drink if you want to go to Jannah. They won't say that, but that's the implication. Best in the world, right? So also anything else. Any product is succeeds or fails based on the differentiation, the way it is differentiated. Now, why is differentiation important? Because differentiation inspires loyalty, right? When you go to the grocery store and say, imagine you're going to in the old days, a regular mom and pop store, you went to the counter and you asked for something. I mean, it wasn't there, you didn't go and look for it, you asked for it. So imagine if you're going to go to a store and you're going to buy toothpaste. When you go to the counter, will you say, give me toothpaste? Or will you say, give me Colgate, or give me whichever brand? You ask for brands, right? Nobody asks for toothpaste. You ask for a brand. Now, what is brand? Brand is differentiation. So, branding is done to differentiate your product or service from many others in the market which offer more or less the same thing. Good branding is branding which, they say, Coke is the most valuable brand in the world. A lot of, but this is what they say. Now, good branding means that you will have followers. You will have people who like your brand and who are loyal to you. Now, I'm saying all this for what? To remind myself and you that if you ask me, what is my brand of Islam? We are Muslims, right? So, what is the brand of Islam? Because Islam is a religion, like any other religion, many religions. So, on what basis does Islam stand out? And again, remember, brand is not something which makes sense only to a small group of highly dedicated people who are close to the product. No. The best brand is what? It is, a best brand is that which is recognizable everywhere in the world. I was attending a conference in Hyderabad at the US consulate, where they had a financial guy, one of the professors from one of the universities here, he came and talked about movement of money and various things. And in the Q&A session, somebody said, it would be nice to have one global currency. The man said, there is a global currency. It's called the US dollar. Right? Now, seriously, I mean, he said it, but seriously, that is a fact. Take a US dollar, and US dollars are printed in the Federal Reserve. It's paper. It has nothing behind it. But it has brand. It is recognized globally. It is traded globally. It is respected globally. It is used globally, even though intrinsically it's a piece of paper. So what is the brand of Islam? I told you. So you can't give me an answer which is from a book of fiqh, right? According to the Aqidah Tahawiyah or something, this is what Islam means. No. What does Islam mean to the person on the street? What is the brand of Islam? What is the brand of Islam? Now, that is something that we need to think about. Yes, it is no shirk. Yes, it is Tawheed. Yes, it is the Risalat of Rasulullah Sallam. All of that. But for the person on the street, they don't know all this. Do they know all this? They don't know this. They don't know, they don't care. What do they care? Whether you worship one God or 10 gods, it makes no difference to them. So what is brand? Brand is what people experience from you. Yes? That's brand. What do people see? McDonald's, the two arches. People see that. The McDonald's arches, famous in the world. Right? The M. So what do they see? What comes to mind? What is the picture in the mind when they see or they think Islam or they think Muslim? I'm not suggesting to you for a minute that it has to be negative. No. Maybe it's a beautiful picture. Who knows? But what does it depend on? Does it depend on the amount of knowledge I have? Supposing I am in the business of branding. Does it depend on how much knowledge I have? Does it depend on whether I am praying tahajjud every day or not? Does it depend on how much Quran I know, memorized, or how much Quran I can read, or how much Quran can I recite? Does it depend on any of this? No. It depends on my treatment of people on the street. It depends on how I deal with others. That's it, period. When I talk to somebody, how do I talk to them? When I sell somebody something, how do I sell it? When I drive on the road, how do I drive? When I meet somebody, how do I greet them? If I have a disagreement with somebody, how do I behave? You know, everything is good, but supposing there is a problem with somebody, then how do I behave? Right? When I see somebody who is in need of help, what do I do? This is brand. This is brand. If I ask you, think of the Sikh people. What is the image that comes to your mind? The people who are doing all the social work everywhere. Khalsa Aid, right? Anywhere there's a disaster, you find the Sikhs there. They've got the langar, they start cooking food and they're feeding everybody. Do you know, how many of you know anything about the Sikh religion? Do you know anything? Maybe a little bit. Most people, nothing. Farid, you know anything about Sikh religion? No. What do we know about them? That if there is a problem, these guys are there to help. Right. It is our dealings. It's not the theology. It's not the philosophy. That is the reason why we do what we do. That's important. So we are doing it not for brand, not to show off to people. We are doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what people experience is what they know. I always think, in Ramadan we have a food drive, right? And we give a check. Last 2 years we have been giving $5,000 check to that Catholic pantry or whatever, the Christian thing, right? You know, thought in my mind, how come we don't do that work? You're giving $5,000 to them, that's fine, good, please go ahead, do it. Why is it that we are not feeding people? And don't tell me, no, but we are feeding so many people. That's a different issue. Feeding so many people in Taste of Lebanon, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying on a regular basis, like those people are doing. How come we don't do that? The route to the heart is through the belly. You want to reach the hearts of people, feed them. Right? Nobody listens to big speeches on an empty stomach. Feed them. What was Rasulullah's first advice when he came to Medina? They asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what shall we do? What did he say? He said, Afshu Salam. Spread Salam. Greet people. Then he said, feed the people. And then he said, stand in the night to pray when people are sleeping. And Allah will make your path to Jannah easy. Yes? Be nice to people, greet people, feed people, and then connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night. This is brand. And that's why I remind myself with you, let us focus on branding. Because branding gets you success, not general stuff. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make us the instruments to establish the brand of Islam in the world. So that when people think about Islam, they will see the beauty of Islam in how they are treated, how we treat them, how we help them, how we are good for them, how we protect them, and how we establish justice. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك الله.